Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, complete recovery, for Sharon Katz, Shlomo Ben Avraham, Dorit Bat Sara, and Shifra Bat Sara, and to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel, Pesach Zeb Ben Chava, Harab Meir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mittman, and Sipora Fegi Bat Liba. Well, Israeli elections are going to be held again. We just had Israeli elections a little bit over a month ago on April 9th. And because Bibi Netanyahu and the Likud were unable to get a majority coalition together, new elections have been called for September 17th, a little bit more than 3 months from now. So we had elections already this year. Several months later, we're going to have the second set of elections in the year 2019. It's crazy, but that's the way the Israeli parliamentary system works. And of course, the Israeli parliament is called the Knesset. We want to speak to you about something amazing that we knew happened in the election, but I didn't want to get into it too much until we had proof, but now we have proof of this amazing development involving JTF and the elections that we had in April. JTF in Israel, and Jewish Task Force in Israel in Hebrew, is Koach Mesima Yehudi. Tnuat Koach Mesima Yehudi, which means the Jewish Task Force movement in Israel, brought tens of thousands of votes to the Zehut Party of Moshe Feiglin. We were responsible for getting him tens of thousands of votes. In the end, he got 120,000 votes. He needed 140,000 to pass the threshold and get into the Knesset with four Knesset members. So he was 20,000 votes short. But out of the 120,000 votes that he got, tens of thousands of those voters came because of JTF's independent campaign on his behalf. How do we know that? There was an article in Yisrael Hayom, which is in English is Israel Today, Yisrael Hayom. It's the newspaper that's owned by Sheldon Adelson. Yes, Sheldon Adelson, the Las Vegas Jewish multi-billionaire who gives a lot of money to Donald Trump and all these other Republican causes. He owns a newspaper in Israel and he's a big supporter of Bibi Netanyahu and the Likud. And in his newspaper, there was an article about how members of the Jewish Home Party that had an alliance with the Otzma Party, they had an alliance. The three parties got together and decided to run together. And they only got five seats. They expected to do much better because three parties all running together, they thought they were going to get seven or eight seats. Or they thought they were going to do better than just five seats. So they decided to research why and to study why they only got five seats. And they found that Otzma, which claims to be a Kahanist party, they're fake Kahanists, they're not real Kahanists. But Otzma, which claims to be a Kahanist party, did not get the votes that they usually get. They couldn't bring the votes that they usually get. Tens of thousands of Otzma voters, people who voted for Otzma in the elections of 2013, in the elections of 2015, this time in 2019 did not vote for Otzma. Instead, the article in Yisrael Hayom, in the newspaper, reveals, instead they voted for Zehut, for Moshe Feiglin's party. Now, how does that involve JTF? How did Zehut, the party of Moshe Feiglin, get tens of thousands of votes that usually go to it's a fake Kahanist party, but the voters there who vote for them think that they're voting for a Kahanist party. How did we convince, who convinced tens of thousands of Kahanist voters to vote for Zehut, for Moshe Feiglin's party, when Moshe Feiglin didn't even appeal to the right in the election at the end? He wouldn't even say whether he was a right-winger. He was conducting his whole campaign in Tel Aviv, this left-wing city. And he didn't even make an appeal to the right. He certainly didn't make an appeal to the Kahanist voters. There was no way, based on the official campaign run by Zehut and Moshe Feiglin, there was no way on earth that he was going to get votes from Kahanists. These people would never have considered voting for someone like Moshe Feiglin and Zehut the way he was conducting his campaign. They were never going to vote for him. And yet, He did get tens of thousands of votes because JTF, this organization, conducted an independent campaign on behalf of Moshe Feiglin and Zehut, and we appealed to those Kahanas voters. We had videos. We had an advertising campaign. We had videos with over 1 million views. And in our videos, we appealed to those voters. We ran the right-wing campaign that Moshe Feiglin and Zehut should have run. And now Moshe Feiglin, by the way, I want to say Moshe Feiglin has acknowledged that he made a mistake, and he has promised now to run a right-wing campaign and to identify himself as right-wing and run on the right-wing issues from now on. He admitted that he made a mistake. But based on the campaign that he did run, the mistaken campaign, that wasn't even a right-wing campaign, there was no way he could appeal to and attract Kahana's voters, tens of thousands of Kahana's voters. There was no way. But JTF did, and JTF succeeded in doing so. Because JTF ran commercials, ran a big advertising campaign saying Zehut and Moshe Feiglin are the one party that are advocating a plan to encourage the Arabs, the millions of Arabs who live in Israel, to leave Israel with compensation. That Zehut is the one party that's advocating this. Only Moshe Feiglin and Zehut are advocating this. Now, that's all true. That was part of Zehut's platform, but nobody even knew that. The Kahana's voters didn't know that Zehut was the one party advocating this until JTF brought this out in our campaign, in our commercials. And nobody knew that Zehut and Moshe Feiglin were the one party that advocated throwing all the illegal aliens from Africa and all these other countries out of Israel, who have taken over cities in Israel, who are just invading Israel. Nobody even knew that Zehut was the one party that wanted to throw all of them out. And that the party that Otzma was running with, the Jewish Home Party of Rafi Peretz said that he supported, that he thought it was a sign of honor to give free housing and free medical care and free education and everything for free to illegal aliens who come flooding into Israel. And so Rafi Peretz obviously supports the illegal aliens. And the Otzma people, when they saw Rafi Peretz, we showed them a video clip of Rafi Peretz saying this. When they saw that, that turned them off to the party which Otzma was running with. And those people then we told those people, the one party, what is the one party that does support throwing the illegal aliens out of Israel? Zehut. And so tens of thousands of them went to Zehut. So we, with our modest budget and our advertising campaign, brought tens of thousands of voters over to the Zehut party. Now, we got, I would say, at least 20,000 votes for Zehut. I think it's between 20 and 30,000, but at least 20,000. If we got 20,000 votes over to Zehut at a time when they ran this mistaken campaign of not even calling themselves right wing, how many votes do you think we could have gotten for Zehut if we had the Zehut party also running a right wing campaign, and therefore we would have had more credibility with what we were saying, and it would have and people would have related better to our ads, even than we would have related even better to our ads? What do you think we could have gotten then? We could have gotten 50,000, 60,000 more votes for Zehut, and Zehut would have gotten into the Knesset. Anyway, that's all the past. We're getting geared up now for the election on September 17th. We're getting ready for the September 17th election. There's a reasonable chance that Zehut will be running with other parties, will join with other parties this time and form a coalition and run together with other parties to make sure they can get past the minimum threshold. But in any event, Zehut has said that from now on they're going to run as a right-wing party, a clear right-wing party. And so I think JTF made their point, and I think we played a big role in convincing Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut people that's the way to go, that running a right-wing campaign as a right-wing party is the only way to go, and that was the big mistake they made in this election. But we spoke to you about that last week, about how that was their big mistake and how we played a big role in convincing them that was a mistake. This week, we just want you to know that our commercials were worth tens of thousands of votes that we brought to Zehut, because our commercials are effective. You hear our message in English on this program every week. Believe me, a lot of Israelis, when they hear me speaking like this in Hebrew, on our ads. When they hear me speaking about the need to encourage the Arabs to leave Israel, with compensation, but encouraging them to leave. When they hear about me speaking about the need to throw the illegal aliens out of Israel. When they hear me speaking about the fact that we must not surrender Jewish land, this tiny Jewish state should not commit suicide and surrender the little land that they have. When they hear me speaking about the phony right. When they hear me speaking about these issues in Hebrew, which is what I did on those commercials that we did. It is very effective advertising, and it does get votes, and we move votes when we did that. We played a big role. I don't even know if Moshe Feiglin realizes how much we did for him in the campaign. I don't know if he understands. I mean, I know that people have told him that we had over 1 million views on the videos, but I don't even know if he realized just how effective those videos were, because they were effective. They move voters from one party to another. Something that would have seemed impossible to do considering the mistakes that Zahut had made in the campaign, we did it. And it would have been much more effective. We would have gotten much more votes if Zahut had run the right-wing campaign that JTF wanted Zahut to run. And so, God willing, next time, Bezrat Hashem, God willing, next time they will run that campaign and we will get them a far greater number of votes. So, again, this comes to you from Yisrael Hayom. Israel Today is the name of the newspaper in Hebrew. Adelson's official paper in Israel. And from sources in the Jewish Home Party who don't want to run with Zahut, with Otzma anymore. They don't want to run with Otzma anymore because they say Otzma didn't deliver the goods. They didn't get the votes that the Jewish Home Party was hoping. In fact, Otzma chased away a lot of voters. A lot of voters didn't want to vote for the party because of their alliance with Otzma. So in the end, that alliance did not serve them well. We'll see what happens in September 17th. I don't know who's going to run with whom. I don't know what's going to happen. There's all types of intrigue and all types of negotiations behind the scenes that are going on. I don't know who's going to do what and what's going to happen. We, of course, will bring you whatever updates every week. We're going to update you on everything that's going on. In other words, we're going to give you the really important news, the real scoop on what's going on. But, I mean, we proved something that you know, those of us in JTF that are really active in the organization, we know that we knew this was true, but we wanted to wait till more proof comes out, and now here it is, that JTF's ads move things. JTF's ads are effective. There are a very large number of Israelis, I believe it's a majority, who would like to see a plan to encourage the Arabs to leave Israel in exchange for compensation. A very large number of Israelis would like to see that. I believe a majority of Israeli Jews are in favor of that plan. And as far as the illegal aliens, there's no question an overwhelming majority of Israelis would like to see them out. And as far as the other issues that we raised, you know, Zehut was the only party running that is capitalist and a free market party. All the other parties running are against competition, are socialist, all of them, including Otzma, which is amazing because Otzma, the fake Kahanist party, they call themselves a Kahanist party, they're fake Kahanists. They criticize Netanyahu and the Likud for making budget cuts. And they weren't real budget cuts. They just cut the rate of spending growth, and this was years ago, and they were criticizing that, Otzma. In other words, they want more government spending. Israel spends like crazy. Israel's spending habits are worse than America's spending habits. Terrible. Israeli government intervention in the economy is much worse than America. It's a real socialist economy with terrible bureaucracy, just horrible. And the only party that is against that socialism is the Zehut party of Moshe Feiglin. That's another message that we brought in our commercials. All the other parties are socialist parties. And a lot of Otzma people who had voted for Otzma because they thought it was a Kahanist party didn't know that Otzma also was a socialist party. But we brought that out in our commercials. Harav Meir Kahana, Zecher Tzadik V'Gadosh Livracha Hashem Yikom Damo, our great rabbi and leader, was someone who was very much against socialism, was very, very supportive of free markets and free competition, and was a big believer in competition and free markets and in liberating the brilliant Jewish minds of Israel so that they could so that they could become a world economic powerhouse and a technological powerhouse. Rabbi Kahana advocated doing that. And the only one who now is advocating doing that is Moshe Feiglin and Zehut. So I just wanted you to know that our advertising campaigns are effective. Of course, we can't control everything that happens in Israel. If the party we're supporting doesn't run an effective campaign, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? We can only try our best to convince people to do the right thing and run the best campaign we could run. Even though Zehut made mistakes, it's still worth supporting Zehut. Why? Because what Zehut stands for, if implemented, would make a tremendous difference, a tremendous positive difference in the lives of Israeli Jews, and would greatly strengthen the Jewish state economically, politically, diplomatically, militarily, in every way. And so, for the sake of the Jewish state and the Jewish homeland, we've got to support the party that has a platform and that has positions and a history of advocating things that would help the Jewish people. All the other parties, what they're advocating is going in the wrong direction. The only party that advocates going in the right direction has been Zehut. And so it's worth supporting Zehut, even though they did make these strategic mistakes, tactical mistakes in the campaign that were big blunders. But still, it's the only game in town. If you want to see an Israel that's prosperous and strong and flourishing and free, and that doesn't throw Jews out of their homes, and that gets the enemies of Israel out. If that's the Israel you want to see, there's no one else to support, because there's no one else that will really take us there other than Zehut and Moshe Feiglin. And again, he doesn't go as far at all as we would like to go. The perfect leader was Rabbi Kahana. Moshe Feiglin does not go as far as we would like to go. But if Moshe Feiglin was running Israel, Chaim ben Pesach, first of all, would be able to make Aliyah. Our supporters and our people in Israel that think like Chaim ben Pesach would be able to run for the Knesset freely and express their views freely. Israel would be a true free nation, not a fascist country that bans parties if they're right-wing, like Israel does now. We'd have a real, functioning, free country, and a free exchange of ideas, and we would have a chance to convince the people of Israel that what we're advocating is the right way to go. And polls show, there's no question that a very high percentage of Israelis agree with the positions that we advocate. These are not fringe positions. These are positions that many Israelis agree with. Otzma never got a big percentage of the vote in the elections. They never did well because their candidates are flawed, and because they're not sincere. But Rabbi Kahana was on the verge of getting 12 to 14 seats in 1988 when they banned him. 12 to 14 seats would have been more than 10% of the Knesset seats. And he would have become the third biggest party in Israel, the balance of power between the two parties. And in the election after that, then, he would have had a real chance of becoming prime minister of Israel. So we want to create a situation where we have an Israel where Jewish kids are not tortured by the Shabak, where Jews are not by the thousands thrown out of their homes by six self-hating Jewish governments, where Jews don't give up their land to their enemies, where the enemies of Israel are the ones who have to worry about being thrown out of their homes and it isn't even their home, but they're the ones that have to be thrown out. The enemies of Israel should be thrown out, not the Jews. And we want to have an Israel like that. We want to have an Israel that will give Jews an opportunity to educate their children freely without political correctness, that will give Jews an opportunity to flourish and give Jewish brain power and ability to create the technological incredible advantages that we could have if only we didn't have socialist bureaucracy holding them back. We want to create an Israel that will usher in a new era for the Jewish people, and that will eventually enable us to bring final redemption, that will enable us to be Or La'amim, a light unto the nations, Am Nivchar, a chosen people, and that will enable us to fight for what's right, for justice and righteousness and truth, and to stand for what Hashem, what God wants us to be and wants us to do as a people. Imagine what we could be, and imagine what we could do to make this a better world if the Jews in Israel had a truly Jewish government that believed in God, that followed the Torah, and that did what Jewish destiny commands us to do. Those are the things we dream of, and someday those things will come to pass. Someday those things will come to pass. Someday those things will become a reality. But until then, we have an obligation to fight the good fight, because this is a generation that is going in the wrong direction with no leaders. Everybody, almost everybody, what they're saying is just untrue and false. And the only way that we could stand up to that is by standing for the truth and fighting for the truth and convincing people. That's something we have to do. And again, the day will come when the good guys will win. If with a very modest budget, and with me being banned and forced to stay here in the United States during the Israeli election, and all types of incredible disadvantages, we were able to move tens of thousands of voters with everything stacked against us. Can you imagine what we could do if we were allowed? Not Zehut, JTF. If we were allowed to run freely and speak freely and espouse the truth, can you imagine what we could do? Can you imagine how we could change Jewish history? And so the challenge for us now is to wake people up and to get them on the right path. And if we do that, then we really will change history. We will change history forever. If we work together as a team, we can make this a better world. For JTF Until Next Week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.